Hello, my name is Ann. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a COVID testing site near you?
Not a testing site. We have gotten our first shots. I live down in Baldwin County in Foley.
Okay. Yes.
And there's nobody giving appointments, so I don't know how we're, and there's nothing scheduled. I had to go to Monroe County to get my first shot.
Yes, sir.
There's just so many people down here and out-of-state people. I'm trying to find out how I can, for my wife and I, someplace schedule where we can go. It's due on the 10th of March.
Yeah. What we do, we just take your information. We don't schedule. The health department in your county would do the scheduling. We could get your information if that's what you want to get, you know, give your information for.
Do they get it from you, or am I supposed to call them? Or I called them, and they told me you had to do it online.
Right.
I'm not an online person, so.
Oh, the number that you need to call for that is
855-866. I've got to run in and get a pencil. I'm out on the porch. And what will I be getting?
Okay, it's the number that you can call to get on the list and to pre-register. For them to call you once a vaccine, they become available in that county.
Okay. They're giving them every week. We went to OWA twice.
Oh, you went to, yeah, I've heard that lots of people go to OWA.
Yeah, well, nobody gets shots because they have 200. We get there at 5:30 in the morning one day, 5:15 the other day, and the officer told us they only have 200 shots. And I said, there's got to be 600-800 people here already. He says, yeah. So he says, you want to go out that way?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm having a real problem now. It's getting close to time to get other ones. That's why we were going through Monroeville.
Right.
They were giving testing, so we stopped there. In fact, the girl down at here told us about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I am trying to find out how we can get our second one without getting, you know, get a schedule so we don't wait too long.
Okay, you ready to get the number?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, it's 855.
Okay.
566.
566. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 5333.
Okay, and who's that going to get me a hold of again?
What will happen? It'll be where you can get pre-registered for that county, whatever. For Baldwin County, if you want to, for the shot.
Okay. Is that, if you pre-registered, does the county know it, and then they call you and say they've got them?
Well, they'll call you. I don't know when now. They will call you. Once they have
I can't go now and get my second shot. They told me I had to get it on the 10th or within a couple of days of that.
Right. And, you know, they said it would last at least 6 weeks. So if you don't get it right within 4 weeks, you get it within the 6 weeks. You should be okay.
Okay. And I wish this county would get their stuff together. I mean, I'm just a few minutes from Florida, and people over there, they just get an appointment, go and get it and get done.
I know. They've given it to some of the churches there and stuff. They are doing it every year.
Yeah.
I think
Well, here there's been a bunch of secret ones.
Yeah,
a couple of the hospitals. Nobody knows about it unless you know somebody that works there. And
that's
that pisses me off, too.
I know, but there's nothing you can do. You know it's politics in every system.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. But hopefully when, more become available, and then the drugstores and all that will be carrying some eventually, so that'll be good.
Mm-hmm. See, my problem is I put surgery out for a year. I can hardly walk now because the nerves in my back are being squeezed so tight.
Are you serious? Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
If I wait much longer, it's not going to cure it. It's just going to be a permanent thing.
Yes, sir, but it's not going to happen. We're not going to claim that, okay?
I will call here and see what happens.
Thank you. And thank you for calling the COVID. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.